It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. I'm your host, Scotty Myers. Thank you for joining me as always. If you haven't started following me on the social media stuff yet, do so at Scotty Myers on Facebook and Instagram, and just at Scotty Myers on Twitter. So as before we get into the geek stuff this week, and as we start this show, I will tell you I am a sore, sore individual right now. I got to play softball today, the day I'm recording this, and I haven't played in about 5 years. And here's the thing, I love baseball, softball. I love the game. Next to behind a mic, I think on the baseball diamond is where I feel kind of the most at home. You know what I mean? Like you have those places where you just feel comfortable, and that's one of them. A big one for me. So it was great to be back, but again, not having played in 5 years, use different muscles. And I can definitely say that I use different muscles today, and especially the groin area, man, it's tender. It is a tender groin, not a pork tenderloin, but definitely a tender groin. But great to do it. It was one of those things where it was like, I knew I missed it, but I didn't realize how much I missed it. I had 3 games, and I remember at the beginning of the day going, oh man, you know, 3 games, I'm going to be here for this long, and it's a Saturday, and I was doing it with my new radio station that I work for and stuff, so I was excited about that, but it was like, oh, you know, like I'm missing out some time with my wife, and blah, 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 and then as we're like wrapping up the fourth game, or pardon me, the third game, I was like, I'm ready for a fourth, like I'm sore, and that I'm not playing as well as I used to. I'm knocking the rust off, but man, I want to keep going. So I definitely have committed mentally to finding a team next year and getting back into it. Because I was amazed. I knew I missed it, but I was amazed just how much I missed it. And I think it's a type of thing that you can't quantify until you do it again, right? It's like, if you missed going to a certain beach or a certain restaurant, and you know you miss it, but you don't know how much until you do it again. And that's kind of how I felt today. So it's sore, but it's actually, I'm still happy about being sore. Although I'm supposed to do a long run tomorrow, I'm not 100% sure that's going to happen. I'm trying to stay on this training schedule. I've got the half marathon coming up in November, so I'm trying to stay on the training schedule for that, but it's been a little rough. And another thing I want, and I've kind of hinted at this before, but another thing I wanted to get into before we get into the geek news, and I've seen this online a bunch, but it seems like the last week especially has been particularly bad. And it's just how toxic the fandom has become. And I'm kind of talking about everybody's fandom, right? It's a little bit of, if you don't agree with me, your opinion is invalid and you're wrong and you're dumb. It's not, and that's the thing, it's not only like that, you know, oh, I don't agree with your opinion. Like, we can all agree that everybody has their own take on movies. I'm sure you've listened to me, I'm sure you've heard me review movies, and you've watched them and been like, man, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Scotty. That was a steaming pile of shit. Or vice versa, you've been like, man, I love that movie, you didn't like it, I don't get it. That's totally fine. It really is. It's okay for us to not all like the same thing or to like it to different levels. You know, movie I love and could watch 18 million times, you might have watched once and be like, yeah, I dug it, but that's it. And that's okay. And you know, so I see a lot, and especially in the circles that I'm in online, it's more DC-centered. So it's more, you know, Zack Snyder and DC. And that's what I see a lot. But I've seen Marvel do it as well. You know, I've seen Harry Potter fans do it. I've seen every group of fandom do this, where they attack other people for just not having the same opinion as they do. And I know this happens all around the world in a lot of different things, and a lot of things more important than our kind of fandom of things. But we're supposed to be super inclusive as fans. We're supposed to have the debates. Some of my favorite times of going to the comic book store was getting involved in conversations with somebody where I would be picking up my stack of comic books, mostly DC, and the guy that was there before me that was still hanging out talking, because you never just buy your comics in a comic book store and leave. You buy your comics and then you hang out for another 45 minutes. but, you know, he'd be there talking and he'd be like, oh, man, DC stuff. You should read more Marvel. And then that would open up a dialogue and it would be like, yeah, you know what? I dig Marvel, but just not as much as DC. And then we'd start comparing characters and all that. And we would have a conversation, you know, oh, who would win the fight? You know, Captain America, Superman, Iron Man, Batman. Like, you'd have those conversations and everybody's super passionate about their guy. But at the end of the conversation, it'd be like, Maybe you change somebody's mind. Highly unlikely. But at the end of the conversation, you'd be like, you know what, man? Great talk. Have a good day. Hope to see you again. And that would be it. That would be it. But now, if you're not part of somebody's echo chamber, man, you might as well just jump in front of a bus, because that's how they treat people online now. And I know this isn't new, but to me, this is new in fandom. This seems to be new in the last, you know, year or two of fandom. And it makes me sad. It really does. I miss those conversations in the comic book store. You know, and we can't really do them now still, because a lot of places still have COVID protocols and there's only so many people in the store and you just don't want to hang out somewhere right now. So I miss those conversations. They were fantastic conversations. Every now and then I do a thing, BattleCom, where we get together and we try to hilariously argue geeky type points. And at the end of the show, there's like a little after show where we all talk and it's all like, you know what? Good. That was a good joke. Oh, you put me in my place with that one. It is very friendly and fun debates. And that's what we should be having. Not just, oh, if you don't like, you know, this film, well, then you're just stupid. And anything else that's not made by this director is bad. And it's sad. It really, really makes me sad. And I want to see it end. I know I won't, but I want to. this is my like kumbaya. Let's just all come together as fans and enjoy our geeky shit. Come on, we're all geeks. Let's just be geeks and be happy. On to the geek news of the week, as I come down off my soapbox a little bit. We'll start with a little bit of Disney news. Don't usually do too much, but Walt Disney World has its 50th anniversary coming up soon, and they announced today that on the night of the 50th anniversary, there will be a special on ABC. So if you're like me, and you can't get to the Magic Kingdom for the 50th anniversary, even though you would love to, you can at least tune in and kind of be there in spirit and check out some of the 50th anniversary celebrations. But don't feel bad if you're like, oh, fuck, I can't get there for October 1st, so I miss it. The 50th anniversary celebrations, they're going on for 18 months. So lots of time to go check it out. Even if you're a little paranoid about flying right now or traveling right now, still, there's going to be lots of time. And, you know, hopefully within an 18-month time frame from where we are right now when it comes to Corona and the pandemic, we will get to a place where more people feel comfortable traveling and checking out really, really cool stuff. So that's good. Just a little something to look forward to. It's going to be a fun night of television, I think. Moving on to Star Wars, thanks to the German video game rating board, a couple of Star Wars games have leaked. Now, it's nothing really new. It's kind of collection games. But the two that have leaked are Racer and Commando as a combo and a Jedi Knight collection, which would be very cool. The Jedi Knight games were really, really good. So I like both of these as a release, but I'd be more excited if they were new games rather than just, you know, old releases of other ones. So it seems that at least got a hint as to why Hayden Christensen is back as Lord Vader in the Obi-Wan series. Now, I mean, part of it is just that it's cool to have him back. The other part is apparently, according to some concept art that's been leaked out there, there's at least a scene that has concept art for it where Vader is in a Bacta tank, similar to the tank that we saw Luke Skywalker recuperating in on Hoth in the Empire Strikes Back. So the image features a maskless Vader, and again, it's concept art, so it could never be used, but that would show maybe why they were so gung-ho to get Hayden Christensen back. Also, the fact that, you know, Vader really doesn't take his mask off for any real reason, unless, you know, some sort of treatment, I think. I'm thinking there'll be flashbacks to Anakin. There kind of has to be, right? It would also justify having Hayden Christensen brought back. Again, not that you need a justification, but it would make more sense. And I'd like to see some flashbacks to some Kenobi Anakin moments, especially since, you know, Star Wars has to, as they continue to expand the universe this way, they have to understand that not every Star Wars fan has seen Clone Wars and everything else, right? It was the one thing that pissed my wife off about Solo was the end. Spoilers if you haven't seen Solo. But seeing Darth Maul, because she hadn't watched any of the cartoons. So in her mind, Maul was dead. I lost my shit and was like, this is the greatest thing ever. And she was like, why, what, was that another guy? What the fuck? It really took her enjoyment of the movie away. And I think Star Wars has to be conscious of this. So, you know, for all of us that have watched everything, seeing some flashbacks might be like, yes, we know. But we have to understand that there's going to definitely be some other people that need that kind of refresher. So hopefully that's the case. The other big Star Wars TV show that we're kind of waiting for right now is Andor. And reports are that Andor has finished shooting, which is good. It means the series is done in the can. That also means that we may get a trailer sooner rather than later. Now, there's no big kind of Star Wars-y events between now and the end of the year, except for the Book of Boba Fett. You know, that will be a big event. I don't know that they would attach a trailer to that, but it'd be interesting to see when we get our first full-on look at Andor before it premieres sometime in 2022. We still don't even have a date for it yet. To DC, as reports are surfacing out there that we may get Peacemaker a little bit early. Now, we knew that the show was shot pretty much right after Suicide Squad, and James Gunn was involved with it. And there was a report that came out that we may get the series in 2021, before the end of the year. Now, that report's been walked back a little bit, but it's interesting that it's out there. I mean, it wouldn't be a massive jump, because it's supposed to debut in January of 2022. So if for some reason HBO Max and Warner Brothers decided to bump it to December to kind of give them something to compete with the Book of Boba Fett, it wouldn't be totally surprising in my mind. So that might make a little bit of sense. I just want to get it sooner rather than later. And I want a trailer. Like, if you're going to bring this thing out in January, here we are at the end of August. I know you want Suicide Squad to have its run, but I'm saying, like, October, give us a Peacemaker trailer in October. That would be amazing. Like, really, really awesome. The director for Batgirl teased the script. This has become a thing with, it seems like, every director of a Warner Brothers DC thing, where they hit Instagram and they show a picture of the script. And that's what happened with Batgirl. They're going to tweak the script, but they say the script does encapsulate the character of Barbara Gordon and kind of what she means to the DC universe, and it's a good beginning for her. They have reached out, according to reports, to J.K. Simmons to reprise his role as Commissioner Gordon, which would be great. And it would keep a little bit of continuity going in the DC cinematic universe, you know, since we've got Batgirl. If you put J.K. Simmons in there, he was great as Commissioner Gordon in Zack Snyder's Justice League and whatnot. It would keep a little continuity going, not necessarily a full-on Snyderverse, but there's stuff there that you can build off of. So that would be interesting. Really looking forward to Batgirl. I will always say this when it comes to Batgirl. I think it is a mistake to go HBO Max with Batgirl. I think Batgirl should be a theater box office film. I just think the potential is there on many, many levels for Batgirl to really connect with fans. And I think they're missing out a little bit by sending it to HBO Max. Speaking of theaters, CinemaCon was this past week, and Warner Brothers was trying to please a crowd, which it's been pretty frustrated with them over the last years because of their day and date release with HBO Max of their massive movies. But apparently, according to all reports, they stunned the crowd. They really, really blew it away. Apparently, like, all the stuff that they got, that they showed, was very well received. First up, they showed some footage of The Matrix Resurrections. We officially got the title of The Matrix 4. It is called Matrix Resurrections. And it was about 60 seconds worth of footage. And people were saying that it was amazing. Really, really good. So looking forward to that. Then they showed some previously unseen footage of the Batman, and it also gave them a little bit of an extended behind the scenes look, where Matt Reeves kind of opened up a little bit about his approach to The Dark Knight, and he kind of said that this is going to be the most emotional version of Batman that we've seen, which would make sense. He's early on in his career, so there's definitely going to be some, trying to battle that internal struggle that Bruce Wayne always has that he learns to control over time. So really, really cool. Again, none of this footage has been dropped online yet. I'm hoping that they make a decision to do so because I really want to see some of this. The Batman stuff, they're probably definitely going to hold on to fandom in October, but still, I'd love to see it. And then they also gave us some more Dune, which is really cool. Everything I have seen from Dune looks fantastic. And although Dune is going to get in the same thing, day and date release with HBO Max, all of the marketing is touting that it's a movie that needs to be experienced in the theaters. And yet again, like, I saw one of the trailers for it in the theater. That kind of sold me that it had to be seen in the theaters. But even after that, like, the people coming out of the CinemaCon that saw the footage were like, yeah, this is a theater movie, man. You need that big, big screen. So apparently Warner Brothers blew everybody away, and a little bit of DC help in there with the Batman. Cool. Switching over to Marvel, we got a little photo leak from Moon Knight, and it appears, thanks to this photo leak, that the Hulk could be making an appearance on Moon Knight, which would be cool. In my head, they don't really go together, but there was a picture of Oscar Isaac and Mark Ruffalo. They were at the same hotel in Budapest, and they were posted within an hour of each other. So it's not even like a set photo. It's the fact that they're both in the same filming location at the same time. So maybe, where there's smoke, there's fire. But again, I don't really... They don't really go together to me, the Incredible Hulk and Moon Knight. You know, if I was going to see the Hulk show up on one of these new Marvel TV shows for Disney Plus, She-Hulk makes the most sense, obviously. But you never know with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it's something to definitely keep your eye open for. There's a report out there that Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, could be pushed back to 2022. This movie has been pushed a lot. Now, there's been contradicting reports. One said that Sony is considering pushing the film back. The other that says, no, it is going to keep its October 15th release date. I think right now there's a lot of things up in the air with theaters and cinema because ticket sales, while they're okay, they're not what obviously what they were pre-pandemic. And I think some of the studios are getting a little weary, especially with the big ticket films, of like, do we want to just keep holding on to them until we know we can fill a theater, or do we want to, you know, put them out there to less than stellar box office numbers? And the Suicide Squad is a really good example of that. It technically underperformed at the box office. Now, part of that is the day and date release with HBO Max, undoubtedly. And another part of it is just there's not many people returning to the theaters right now. So they may wait. And that even goes for the Eternals. There's one report that came out that said if Shang-Chi doesn't do what they think it will do, if it underperforms a little bit, there is some consideration on the table of delaying the Eternals a little bit, again, until we can get full theaters, you know, kind of back at it, right? People just absolutely packed in the theater. So we'll have to wait and see how Shang-Chi does. And of course, the biggest geek news of the week was the release, finally, of the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. And if you thought people were excited for this movie, that's an understatement. The No Way Home trailer broke records. Within the first 24 hours, it shattered Avengers Endgame's record for the most views of a trailer. Endgame had 289 million views in 24 hours. In the same 24-hour period, Spider-Man No Way Home, 355.5 million views. That's insane. Really insane. Like, ballistic how many people watch the trailer for this Spider-Man movie. And I've watched it a couple of times. My thoughts on it are mixed. I will say that I think it looks good. I definitely liked what I saw. I have some issues with a couple of things I saw, a little bit of the characterizations of Doctor Strange, but overall it looked good. It didn't wow me though, which is fine. It's the first trailer, but there was nothing in that trailer that raised my excitement for the movie. If anything, it actually maybe kept it the same or even maybe even knocked it down a little bit, even though I still want to see it. I just kind of like, okay. You know, the big reveal at the end of the trailer was Doc Ock. Alfred Molina back as Doc Ock. And I think part of why it was underwhelming was that we knew that. If you really wanted, you know, to get my loins a quiver with this trailer, give me something that's only really been rumored. Like, Alfred Molina confirmed it himself that he was back, and, you know, Marvel and Sony were pissed at him for it, but he confirmed it himself. And yes, the rumors are out there of Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, like a lot of people coming back. So maybe give me a glimpse of one of them, you know, because we think they're coming back. We're 99.9% sure, but nothing's been officially confirmed. Give me a glimpse of one of them or somebody that we've only kind of heard whispers about, like Willem Dafoe or something. Just something to really knock my socks off. And I think the other reason why it left me a little underwhelmed was Spider-Man is Marvel's big dude. Like, when it comes to your biggest superheroes, well, you know, on the planet, it's Batman and Superman, right? But Spider-Man's probably the third most popular superhero on the planet, most well-known superhero on the planet. And he's always, in my mind, been Marvel's big guy. Like, he is their cornerstone hero. And yet, in all of these Sony Marvel Cinematic Universe Spider-Man movies, dude can't do anything on his own. You know, the first couple, he needed a shit ton of help from Tony Stark and Iron Man. And then in this one, it's like, oh, I can't do anything without Doctor Strange. Like, it really feels like he's a hero that can't do shit unless somebody is there to help him. And if your argument is, well, yeah, but he's a teenager, he's learning how to be... No, I don't buy that, because that was always... He's always been a teenager, and he figured it out. Which is also, that's a whole other story of like my issue with Spider-Man is that he was a teenager, and it's like no fucking kid with powers like that is going to do anything good. Honestly, like, think about yourself when you were a teenager. You would not be helping people if you had Spider-Man powers. Just be honest. I wouldn't be, okay? Just be honest. But anyway, I would like to see their Spider-Man stand on his own. Like, the way they have built him so far, and not knowing how this movie plays out. But so far, if tomorrow the Marvel Cinematic Universe didn't have Spider-Man, which is probably going to happen, and he had to go toe-to-toe with Venom, what I have seen of this Spider-Man so far, he would get his ass handed to him. And I don't get an impression from this trailer that he's grown at all. So I want to see this Spider-Man grow. That's what I want more than anything else. And maybe this movie will give it to me. But the trailer is not, you know, the first trailer, again, just the first trailer, but it's not giving me that indication that this Spider-Man is going to be able to stand on his own two feet without help from anybody else. So I'm hoping that that's not the case, but that's what I got out of the first trailer. I would love to hear your thoughts on the trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. And of course, we're all going to get to see the full film when it hits theaters December 17th. That will do it for this week's edition of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to tell your friends and follow us on all the social media channels. And until we chat again, have a great week.